Thank you much, and welcome back. A lot of producers are looking at alternative crops that might have a little more profitability versus corn and beans and wheat. The Pulse Association is encouraging producers to consider pulses. Even cover crops can produce some profit. Camelina, one of them, being developed for decades now at the University of Minnesota's West Central Station at Morris, and the University of Wisconsin Extension is looking into new opportunities for camelina. Sam Bibby, Regional Crops Educator.
What it is, I guess, just want a little quick background. It is an oilseed that is in the brassica family. So think of turnips, mustard, cabbage, same crop family. It is a really small seeded crop. It is nearly right around 40% oil content when it's dried down. And yeah, we are excited about it for a cover crop for sure, specifically ahead of corn. And there's a growing market for it as well for oil production.
Of course, there are pros and cons to every cover crop, including camelina.
Yeah, I think that its ability to overwinter is big. So we're really excited about that. It's maybe the most winter hardy broadleaf that you can get for a cover crop. It might not be quite on the same level as rye as far as surviving the winter, but it is pretty close. And being a broadleaf, we're really excited about it for a cover crop ahead of corn, because we know that rye, while an excellent cover crop for preventing soil erosion, preventing nitrate leaching and things like that, excellent in that regard, but does have some drawbacks ahead of corn, does pull out a lot of that nitrate from the soil that the corn could have used, and then does use a lot of water and can put on a lot of biomass quick if you don't get out there to terminate it on time.
Camelina could be a good opportunity for extra income.
We think camelina might have some advantages in that regard, being a broadleaf, doesn't have the disease carryover for corn. If farmers can get comfortable with it as a cover crop, kind of learn how to grow it, there's certainly some specific advice that is important to a successful stand of camelina. We hope that there might be, like I said, the growing market, some opportunities for farmers to have a cover crop that really might make them money.
Sam Bibby with the Wisconsin Extension Service. And speaking of profitability, for the first time since July and August of 2023, the Rural Main Street Index, a survey of bankers in areas that rely on agriculture, registered two consecutive months of above growth neutral. It's the highest level for the RMI since July 2023. Bankers reported very low farm loan delinquency rates over the past 6 months, but one in four farmers expected to experience negative income this year. Farm equipment sales dropped below growth neutral. Farmland prices sank below growth neutral. Regional exports of ag goods and livestock for the first 4 months of 2025 down 18.5%. Okay, that's a wrap for Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Caird. Now enjoy your favorite radio station the rest of the day.